we need to learn how to live within our means in this community. Too many councils of past have spent money, because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings. They don't want to, you know, make that cut because they feel it's going to harm someone or do something. And there's no doubt that these things affect groups. But we have to spend within our means. That was when I ran for council. That was one of the main things that I had said, was that we need to get this financial, you know, city back into financial good terms, because by using money from legacy is money that was, you know, given to us by Exxon for an option on their land. Mm-hmm. Now, that money, if we just went and covered our operational budget costs every year with that money, that money would all be gone, and in 5 years down the road, we'd be saying the same thing. Well, we got to cut. So that money there, in our eyes, is money that we need to use to plan for the future and try and help the other things that were short in this town, such as, you know, whether it be a sidewalk or a road or things that are failing that we don't have the money for either. So if we start dipping into the legacy money to cover our normal operational costs, which we should be able to cover with the tax money collected, we need to take that legacy money and use it to build for our future. So, for an example, we approved to spend a bunch of that money to plan for, the future major projects and to help our community in the future. We don't want to just think about it now and spend all that money.
And yet some would argue that by investing into the library, you are building for the future because you're giving people access to information and skills.
The library, I would assume, is not going to close because they're short $66,000. We still have given them $500,000. And in the past, when the city was, you know, tight on their funds, the library, they had to reduce their hours. They had to reduce, I think they had closed on Mondays. Well, they may have to look at those options again. It's like I said, it's not a matter of wanting to pick on the library. It's unfortunately, if you look at the enhancement grants and the money that's dispersed, the library receives close to 2/3 of this money. And I wasn't willing to make anybody else, the whole group, hurt in order to, so that they could keep the same funding that they had last year. I think that there's other things that are important in this town, such as C-Fest is a big community thing that everybody in this town enjoys. There's thousands and thousands of people every year that go downtown to enjoy C-Fest. And I was starting to look at all these other groups. The Performing Arts Center cannot handle any more cuts.
Councillor Nish, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for your thoughts this morning.
Okay, you're welcome.
Wade Nish, a city councillor in Prince Rupert. We ask you, what values do you place on libraries in 2016? Should the city get out of the library business altogether, perhaps? You can email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.